nights, cold and weary.
Only 2 weeks left. It had been a long time, a hard time. Even now, he could feel the shock that pulsed through him, body, mind, and soul, when he'd heard that Mary was pregnant. He knew he was not the father. He had kept the law. To think that Mary would despise the law? That was just as impossible. But that was the only explanation. There was no other option but to conclude that Mary had been unfaithful. That Mary had broken the betrothal vows. And with a deep sadness and perplexity, to set about terminating their relationship with as much calmness, dignity, and consideration as he could muster. But here it was, months later, a whole life later, and he still felt the anguish. But even more, he also still felt the surprise, the unbelief, the hope, the fear, the wonder, the whole incredible and indefinable whirl of emotions, and the radical and overwhelming implications of what had happened next. He wasn't sure, he still wasn't sure whether he really believed it. It was too huge. It was simply too amazing. Too awesome. And way too deep. Way too impossible. Through all these months, the words of the angel had occupied his mind. A human child conceived not by a human father, but by the Spirit of God. A son to be named Jesus. God saves. One who would save his people from their sins. And the even more puzzling things the angel had told Mary. That this unborn child was holy and would be called the Son of the Most High, the Son of God, and would reign over an eternal kingdom. Even now, he shuddered with the utter blasphemy of the thought. Human child described as the Holy One? A human child called the Son of God Most High? A human child, an eternal king? Amazement and dread mingled inseparably in his mind, in his heart. It was daring to even think such thoughts, much too daring to talk about it. But Mary's cousin Elizabeth believed it, and Elizabeth had gone beyond thinking and put it into words. Had not Elizabeth greeted Mary with the words, "The mother of my Lord"? And no blast of God had stricken her down. Again and again, his mind had strained to recall the scriptures he had learned as a boy. Scriptures of the promised Messiah, the anointed deliverer, the king in the line of David. And here he was now, packing their bags to travel to Bethlehem, the birthplace of the great king, the promised birthplace of the promised Messiah. He looked at Mary, so soon to give birth, and thought again of the scriptures that both threatened and thrilled him. A virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. And he will be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Only 2 weeks, and this child would be born. 2 weeks to wonder, 2 weeks to fear, 2 weeks to think, what if it all along has just been an enormous hoax, a clever deception? That would be bad, and he would feel such a fool. But what if it was really true that this child is indeed the Son of God, the Savior of the world? That would be the ultimate final thing, the ultimate and final joy to thus see and know God. The ultimate and final opportunity for all of Israel, all of mankind. The ultimate and final grace.
Bright with a holy light, o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. Was the birthday of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday.
Greatness and his glory, who made the galaxies afar, who knows the name of every star, who bids the nations rise and fall, who reigns as sovereign over all. The prophets told his story. Creation, judgment, life, and death, all things are in his hand. There is no one God, no other God, not one. No other king, no other throne, no one who compares with him, no one his power and glory shares, none by his side can stand. Salvation comes from him alone, there is no other savior, who has the due authority from sin's dark pit to set us free, from judgment to bring sweet release, for guilt to substitute deep peace, just wrath replaced with favor. But now we see a baby born, God in flesh concealed, just a little baby crying in the manger, weakly lying, needing now a mother's care, must be carried everywhere. Yet in this is revealed the greatest of the Father's glory, the ultimate salvation story, the deepest mysteries of God's grace. We see God with a human face. And from this Christ child understand redemption from forever planned. The perfect one, the perfect son, through whom sin's curse is now undone. As I recall the Christmas story, incarnation, hidden glory, human flesh, may I here see the Father's love come down for you and for me.
Holiday season, we have an opportunity to celebrate the birth of Christ. We have an opportunity to witness a taste of what it might have been like to be there. Our children have practiced very hard so that you will be inspired and maybe even consider with us this morning what it might have been like to be there when Christ was born, when the bread of life was given to this world at Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, if you didn't know. To witness what it was like for shepherds, poor Jewish men, being called out by angels to go and witness the unraveling of salvation's history right before their eyes, all that they had been waiting for. And to witness what it was like for the wise men, who we would probably call today as Zoroastrian astrologers or even just pagan scientists, who came from what would today be called Iraq or Saudi Arabia area, who came because they saw that even heaven itself was celebrating this God King. And they were amazed to see how humble this King was being brought into this world. So we ask that you join us in telling this story, that you join us in being able to experience what it might have been like to worship our Lord and Savior at his birth. So we ask you to stand with us at this time. And
in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
To be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child.
They were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
"Fear not. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger."
Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days are accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him.
Lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down. And they fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you. unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Lord, we stand in awe of who you are, and we are amazed at what you have done and what you're doing and what you will do. So, Lord, continue to bless us and guide us and show us who you are. And we cannot thank you enough for the blessing of you on this earth, the salvation that you brought us. And we ask that you continue to change our lives to see you more clearly. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.